Paragraph Lamed Gimel. Ki isa b'medrash al posuk v'tzav es Yehoshua v'chazkeyu v'amtzeyu. The medrash says on this posuk where Moshe Rabbeinu is about to pass away, and Hashem tells him, "I want you to give instructions to Yehoshua, and I want you to give him, you know, be mechazik him, give him encouragement and strength." V'zeh l'shoinu. This is what the medrash says. Lefi darkenu lomadnu. She'ein mechazkin elo mechuzokin, ve'ein mezarzin elo lemezerozin. The Medrash says that based on what we've been learning, we realize that you only give chizuk to somebody who has chizuk, or to somebody who's strong, and you can only be mezarez a person who is a mezuraz. So Rav Nosson Zal asks, v'lechayro hu plia. This seems to be strange. How where do I start from? If you're telling me that Hashem is only going to give me chizuk if I already have chizuk, and He's only going to give me zeros if I have zeros, how do I get started? However, Rav Nosson Zal says we already spoke about this in other places. Sheyesh kama dvorim shem tluyim ze boze, that there are many things in Yiddishkeit where B depends on A and C depends on B, ve'ein yoyden mehechan aschola, and a person learns this, he says, so where do I be? How do I start? If you're telling me I can't get to this, for example, Rabbeinu Zal says one place that a person can't understand the words of the tzaddik properly unless he has tikkun abris. And then Rabbeinu Zal says, and you can't have tikkun abris unless he's close to the tzaddik. So where do I start? It seems to be as Rabbeinu Zal talks about this in Torah Yud Tes, in the first half of Likutei Maran. Ube'emes hu niflois tomim deim. But the truth is that this is a wondrous thing. V'hu misisrei niflois habechira. And this is part of the secrets of the wonders of Bechira, free choice. Shehu hapele hagodol shebechol pilois haboyres barashmoy. This is the most wondrous thing, the biggest chiddush in everything that Hashem has created is bechira. Ve'i'efsher lahasig zois, and it's impossible for a person to really understand completely exactly how it works. Ki be'emes ein yoyden mehechon ascholo, because the truth is, we don't know where to start from. Where is a yid supposed to start from? You tell me, for example, emuna. Emuna is the most important thing. Emuna is the yisoid of everything. But still, there's something before emuna. It says emes ve'emuna choyk v'leyavar. And how do I get to emes? I have to come close to tzaddikim. But to come close to tzaddikim, I have to have emuna. The kesher to the tzaddik is emuna. So it seems every time I need this to get to this, where do I begin? Ach be'emes. Kol ha-hascholo v'hasoif v'ha-emtza v'ha-tachle shalonu ha-koil hu al yedei ha-tzadik ho-emes shebechol doer. Rav Nosson says that the fact is, and the truth is, that every beginning and end and middle and every goal of ours, everything depends on the tzadik ho-emes, the tzadik ha-doer. Shehu b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Horebi Horishon Shel Kol Yisrael Umimenu HaHascholah. That's where it all begins. That's where it really begins. It begins from connecting and coming close to the tzaddik. Umimenu HaHascholah. That's where the beginning, all the beginnings are. Ve'etzloi Kol Tachliseinu V'Tikvoseinu. And it's by him that all of our hopes and all of our goals can be achieved. All the goals that a yid could possibly want to accomplish in life, it's all by the tzaddik. If he's zocher to come close to the tzaddik and to be attached to the tzaddik the right way, he'll learn what he's supposed to do, he'll find out what his tachlis is, and he'll be zocher to achieve it. Ki ma shehoyo hu sheyia, because like the pasuk says in Koheles, that which was is that which will be. As the Gemara says, that refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, the first letters of Ma Shehoyo, who spell the word Moshe. That the same Moshe Rabbeinu who was with Klal Yisrael by Yetzias Mitzrayim when they first started. That's when Klal Yisrael officially started as a nation. And the beginning was only with Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashehoya hu sheyid. It's the same thing in all generations. That the only way that a Yid can really, really start serving Hashem and get to where he's supposed to get to is through Moshe Rabbeinu, through the true tzaddik. V'ha'ascholo shel ha'tzaddik ho'emes p'chinas Moshe bi'atzmoi i'ef shelonu la'hasik klal. And how the true tzaddik began, one second, how did Moshe Rabbeinu start? How did he get started? That's something that we can't understand at all. We can't, ve'ein lonu laharer bozeh klal. And we're not supposed to think about it. One second, how did Moshe Rabbeinu become Moshe Rabbeinu? How did he get? Eich zocho yilud isho lahasoga kazois. How is a human being zochet to such a madrega? Just like we're not supposed to think about Hashem, like, how did Hashem start? You know, what do you mean Hashem? You say that Hashem is the beginning, but what was before Hashem? We're not supposed to think about that. By the tzaddik also, we're not supposed to think exactly how did he begin, what was his haschola of all of his beginnings. Even though we find, for example, by Rabbeinu Zal, we have Sichas Saran, where we have a little bit of information about Rabbeinu Zal's youth, his haschola and avodas Hashem, but still, for a person to say, but still, how did he possibly become this person, that a person who could say at the age of 13 that he passed the Baal Shem Tov, you know, how do you start such a thing? How do you start such a project? The answer is that's not for us to think about. Ach achar shekvar zochinu lekabolas haTorah miMoshe Rabbeinu. However, once we already receive the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, ulaham shir daito yagdoi shebchol dor vador al yedei tzadik yemes shebchol dor, and with zeicha that the das of Moshe Rabbeinu is being continued from generation to generation through the tzadikim of the generation, shehu bechinas hadas shel ben v'talmid anal. This is the das that Rabbeinu Zal speaks over there, the two kinds of das, the das of the son and the das of the student. Through that, through the fact that there was a Moshe Rabbeinu, and from Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to Yeshua, and Yeshua to this game. Through that, we know that there is a place for us to get started from. Ki menureinu megadlen oisonu b'kedushas Yisrael. Because from when we're little kids, we're raised with the Kiddush of Yidden. We have a bris milah. They send us to cheder to learn aleph beis, Torah tzivah lanu Moshe. Ki hatinoi, ki shenoilad, malin oisai b'yemashim nimiyad. A baby, a Jewish baby, boy, when he's born, they give him a bris milah right away. V'yachar kach, ki shemaschil adaber, maschil adaber imoi b'loshin ha-kodesh, ula lamdai Torah. Right away, they start him off with speaking words of Kiddusha and teaching him Torah. V'tekef, Malbishnoise betzitzis, and as soon as he's ready, they put on tzitzis on him. Alkein bevadai yeshlonu bameles chazek bezras Hashem yisborah. Therefore, we have what to hold on to. I'm not nowhere, nothing. I have roots. I have a beginning. I started with something. V'alkein diktak adunem Rabbeinu Zal b'Torah. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal was very specific over there in Likut Imran, the Omer, and he said, Shal yedei hadas shel ben v'talmid, that through the das that a parent gives over to a son and a rebbe gives over to a talmid, mi shehu ish chayil, a person who's serious, person who's strong, ve'einoy shlemezalnik, he's not a shlemazel, yochoy lekabel ha'ora sarotzim b'shas v'achila, that person can receive this tremendous he'ora during eating. Because a person has to have confidence in himself. A person has to believe in himself. I can, not I can't. Not I can't, I can't, I can't, I can. Yischasku oiso yoiser. If a person believes in himself to a degree, then Hashem and the tzaddik can give him chizuk, can give him encouragement, can strengthen him. Ad sheyizke lahoras harotzlein, until he'll be zoche to this incredible madrega of heoras harotzlein. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these are dependent on each other. Kol ma shechozok yoiser, Yochel Kapil Horas Harotzen Yoiser. The stronger a person is in his confidence, in his emuna, in himself, and emuna nashemuna tzaddik, that person can be zeichet to more higher and higher levels of Horas Harotzen. V'chol ma shehorotzen mispashet umizgadel Yoiser, and the more that a person receives a higher level of Horas Harotzen, hu chazak b'yoiser. The person gets stronger. Every time he receives that big light from Hashem, it picks him up in a big way. He says, I see I do have a kesher to Hashem. V'ha-haskhala i'ef shaleida. Where it begins, how it starts, we can't know. Ach be'emes, ikar ha-haskhala shalonu, hu mi'moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom, hu mi'tzadik emes shebechol dor v'kanal. However, our main haskhala comes from Moshe Rabbeinu and from the tzaddikim of each and every door. Ki ein mechazkin elo lemuchzokim. Because the only ones who get the chizuk is the muchzokim, these true tzaddikim. V'afal pikein tzorich ha'odom lischazek bi'atzmoy harbe v'lo yiyesh lemezalnik. And despite this, a person has to be very solid with himself. He has to have confidence and trust and be positive, not to be a shlemazel, not to say, I can't support a family, I can't do that, I can't, all the I can. Ki afal piken yesh loy bevadoi bechira bechol dor bechol yoyim kefi odom kefi azman o kefi arpaskoes from Rosh Evermolo. Because no matter what, a person always has free choice in every generation, every person, every time, based on what the person is going through. Ki behechrich sheishor eloi bechira. Hashem never just about takes away the bechira completely. That a person says, I can't, it's impossible. I can't be frum. I can't learn Torah. I can't. Hashem never, just about never makes that happen. Ki loy nivra bozeh oilam kiim b'shvil habechira. Because the only reason Hashem put us into this world was for bechira. Ach mi shechozok b'emes. So therefore, a person who's serious, Yochoy lischazik barotzoin, can fortify, can strengthen himself with rotzoin, with willpower. Ki harotzoin chofshi loilam. Because rotzoin is available to everybody. Vze ief shalistor b'shum oifen b'shum mania shaboilam. And that's something that nobody can take away from you without any obstacle. A person says, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to go to the kever of the tzaddik. But I don't have the money, so I could go with the rotzen. Not because I don't have the money, I'm going to forget about it. I'm not forgetting about anything. Are you nuts? Every day, I'm going to talk to Hashem about it, and I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to look for any opening, any possibility that'll help me. We mentioned the story with Rabbeinu Zal's mechutonim. Rabbeinu Zal had two mechutonim. One was the Volochisker, and one was the tzaddik from Chamelnik. And these two great tzaddikim were once talking. And one of them said to the other, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael so badly. I really want to go. I went. The other one heard it. He says, what are you draining a cup for? You want to go to Eretz Yisrael? You save money, you buy a ticket on a boat, and you go. How can I chain it for? So somebody told this conversation over to Rabbeinu Zal. He told Rabbeinu Zal what these two tzaddikim said. So Rabbeinu Zal smiled, and he said, the Volochisker who says, I want to go, Ervet Zayin in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Chamalnika who said, buy a ticket and you go. Ervet Nish Zayin. And that's what happened. Into Eretz Yisrael, and he's buried in Eretz Yisrael. You know, he passed away. And the other one didn't make it. This is what I can do, I'm going to do. If I can learn one line, I'll learn a line. And I'll learn another line. And somehow Hashem will help me get to my goal. Because no matter what, I want, with all my koichos, I want the emeser emes. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, V'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekecho Shoel Me'imoch Kim Le'ira. And now, Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you? The only thing He wants you is that you should respect Him. V'hikshu Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says, V'chiyira milsa zutrasihi? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, like, what's the big deal? All Hashem wants is this one little thing, yira. The Gemara asks, yira is a little thing? So the Gemara answers, in, yes. Legabi Moshe, milsa zutrasu. Compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, based on the Madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu was on, for him, Yira was a little thing. So the Gemara asks, Vo'inyin tamua, but still it seems strange. Ki ma ho'ilu betirutzam shetertzu legabi Moshe milsa zutrasu. What does that do me any good? What does that help? Telling me that for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a little thing. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't talking to himself. He was talking to Klal Yisrael. He was saying, Klal Yisrael, listen to me. All Hashem wants from you is one little thing, Yira. So even if for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a little thing, but for us, it's not a little thing. So why is he talking like that? Adayin kosher, al she'omar mo Hashem she'ol mimoch, halo Yira lav milsa zutrasihi etzleinu. To us, to Klal Yisrael, Yira is not a little thing. What is it going to help us if for him it's easy? To us, it's not a little thing. So Rav Nosson Zal says, what this pasuk is talking about is this concept of he'ora sarotzim, shehu bechinas mo. That's what Rabbeinu Zal says in the Kutumran, when a person says, what? Mo. Meaning he's yearning for something, he wants something, and he doesn't even know what it is. It's so far from him, he doesn't see it, but still he knows, I want to come close to Hashem. That more means a reaching out to Hashem without any gvul. That's this bechina that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mo Hashem alkei shel mimach, v'yidei zeh zoichen leyira, and through rotzoin, when a person has this deep, deep rotzayin for Hashem, through that yezeicha teira, k'moy shemavur ba'toyran al posuk zeh ayin shom, as Rabbeinu Zal points out over there on this posuk. Rabbeinu Zal quotes another posuk there, ritzayin yirei of yase, that rotzayin generates yira. When a person has real, real rotzayin for Hashem, that itself will generate the yira. Ritzayin yirei of yase. Ukvar kosavnu, and we wrote already, she'horas harotzoin, shehu bechinas yira. That the horas harotzoin, which is yira, yochol kol odom liskois bekal. That this item of he'horas harotzoin, this deep desire for Hashem, which is a respect for Hashem, that is yira, that every yid can be zoiche to easily. Ki harotzoin chofshi loilam. The rotzoin is available to anybody. Just not for shlemazels, not for a person who's a baby. I can't, I don't know how, I don't, people, there are people like that, that they're just looking for excuses to be able to say can't. I don't know, I can't, that kind of thing, chas v'shalom. V'zeh toli bozeh, and this is dependent on this. Ki ein mechazkin, the chizuk will only be given to somebody who is chazak, to somebody who is strong. But so where's the beginning? That we can't understand. When we say can't understand, what we can't understand is how did the tzaddik start? Like where did he start from? Avol onu. Whereas we don't have that problem. We have where to begin from. We have yesoidos. Me'achar shekvar yoga Moshe Rabbeinu v'chol atzadik yemes b'yegiyes atzumos k'elam. After Moshe Rabbeinu worked so hard, and all of the other tzaddikim worked so hard, at shehem shichu hadas anal, till they were zecher to bring the Torah into the world, and the Torah shebal peh, and the Shulchan Aruch, and all of his das, shayidezeh kol ha'hischaskus. This is where we can get incredible strength from. Shayidezeh nimshach he'oros harotzoin, and this is where we can get this he'oros harotzoin from. V'zeh toli bozeh, and this depends on this. V'alkein, and therefore, kol mi sheroitzeh, yochoy lehischazek bekal, al yedei hadas hanal sheiru lanu. Any person who wants can get tremendous encouragement easily from the das which the tzaddikim have given us, the Torah, all the advice they've given us and everything. Sheheiru lanu kimaloi chol aretz kevoidim. They've taught us that Hashem's kavod is everywhere. Hokitzu varanenu shoich neofar. Wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Vaydeze zoichem lehoras harotzoim. And through this, a person can be zoicha to this oras harotzoim. V'chol ma shaharotzoim mizgadol yeser. Aydeze mizchazek yoskanam. And the more that a person wants more, he wants more, so he pushes himself more. He tries harder. Alkein, Moshe Shapir Komar. Therefore, what Moshe Rabbeinu said fits very, very well. It was perfectly okay when he said, "Vi'ato, and now, Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekech Shalmeach. What's Hashem asking from you?" Rab Nosson says, "Vi'ato Daika." Why did Moshe Rabbeinu add that word, "Vi'ato, and now"? Pirish, what he means to say is, Achar shekvar yogati onoichi biyegiyos koela b'shvilchem. Now that you guys have a Moshe Rabbeinu, now after all I've done for you, after everything I did to bring so much das into the world for you, k'moy shediber harbe b'parshes hakoidmem mitchilas eila dvorim, as Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidden from the beginning of Chumash Dvorim. Dvorim v'eschanrei, until he comes to this pasuk, he tells the Yidden everything he did for us already. So me'oitzem hayegiois v'atloi shesavol b'shvilam, with all the incredible struggle and suffering that Moshe Rabbeinu suffered for us, shoitzion mi'mitzrayim, he took us out of Mitzrayim, v'nosan lemesat toira, bo'oisus noreskeila, and he gave us the Torah with such incredible miracles, v'heir aleim das kodesh kazeh, and Moshe Rabbeinu shined upon us such a high level of das, k'may shekosuv ato horeso lo das ki Hashem olekim, v'yafal pikein, and after all of that, ad shehamelech b'mesiboy, near the Nosan Rechoy, the Pasuk says, Chotu Be'egel. And after all of that, we went ahead and messed everything up. We did the Egel Azov. V'hispalel aleim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for us, ad shenis ratzel l'mashem yisboro, until Hashem was appeased, until Hashem was moichel us, he forgave us. U'me'achar shanoichi torachti v'yogati b'shvilchem kol kach. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying there, after I worked so hard for you, for Klal Yisrael, v'ato now, Yisrael, v'ato daiko, me'achar shekvar onoichi boilam, now that I, Moshe Rabbeinu, am already in the world, and I'm established, I've done all of this already, ato Yisrael, mo Hashem alekech shol mimach kim liyira, ki she'imil sezutru silagabi. Only thing Hashem is asking you for is yira, which to me is something small, meaning v'im etzlechem eino milsa zutrasi migat mitzad gashmiuschem, and if for you, Klal Yisrael, yira is not a little thing, it's a big thing, because you're so megusham, you're so into gashmius and everything, that for a regular Jew to be zecha to real yira shamayim is a high madrega. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, but if for me it's easy, va'ani kvar hischalti bishvilchem, and I have already made the haschola for you, I already prepared everything for Klal Yisrael, I did everything I could to get you started, kvar yesh lochem yesoid chozok v'haschola toiva. You have a solid foundation and you have a solid beginning. You're not starting from zero. Klal Yisrael is not so. We're starting from where Moshe Rabbeinu, Lahavdil, a person who never rode a bicycle, and he wants to learn how to ride a bicycle, gets on the first time, can't move. So the father, whoever's teaching him, holds on to the bicycle real strong, and they hold on to him and they start going, and the guy feels like he's on a cloud. Look, I can ride, I'm riding. Look, I'm not full, I'm going straight, because he's being held solid for those first times. Then the father takes off one hand and he's only holding the bike, not the person, and then slowly eases the person to the point where the person can do it himself. How did that happen? Because he had somebody helping him in the beginning. He didn't start from nothing. He started with tremendous support. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, that v'ato, now after everything I've been through to get to where I've gotten to, if you're with me, if you're mekusha to the tzaddik, then if Yira for me is a little thing, then for you also it'll be easy. You'll be able to get to it. V'tuchlu lehischazek al yodi. You'll be able to have the strength that you need through me, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. U'me'achar shetiyu chazokim. And if you'll be strong, you won't be schleppers, you won't be schlamazels. Tisku l'rotzoin. You'll be zeche to he'oras ha'rotzoin, shu b'chinas mo, b'chinas yira. V'alkein b'vadai ha'yira milsa zutrasi gam etzlechem. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was implying, that if it's a small thing to me, it'll be a small thing to you also if you're attached to me. Me'achar she'etzli hi milsa zutrasa. Because of the fact that for me it's a small thing. Ki al yodi tuchlu hakoil lizkois le'yira shleima al yedei harotzoin shebo yedei ischaskus. Because through me, through the tzaddik, everybody will be able to be zeche to complete yira through rotzoin, which comes through his chaskus, by a person being serious. He falls, he gets up right away quickly, and he starts again. Shetluyim ze bo ze. These two are dependent on each other, the hischaskus and the rotzoin. Ki kvar yesh lachem yesoid chozok lahaschil, because Klal Yisrael already has a very solid foundation to build on. Me'acha shekvar zochisi lamasha zochisi. Once Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to what he was zeicha to already. She'ief shelochem lahasi klal mehechon hoya haschalosi. Where Klal Yisrael can't understand. How did Moshe Rabbeinu get to where he got to? Where did he start from? Aval atem kvar. In other words, where did Moshe Rabbeinu get his chaskus from in order to go so high? Rabbeinu Zal himself told us that he himself had tremendous yiridus and afilos. So the question is, he didn't have a meshivas nefesh. He didn't have a likutiman. Where did he get the chizuk from? The answer is that we can't ask. We don't. But once Rabbeinu Zal, once the tzaddik got to his hatzlocha, and he prepared all of this ammunition for us, he gave us these sforim, and these which give us such tremendous chizuk, we have what to start with. Valkein bekal tuchlu liskois lechol tuv al yodi, and therefore easily you'll be able to be zeche to all the good, all kinds of goodness through me, through Moshe Rabbeinu, through the true tzaddik. Baruch Hashem. The next halacha is going to be, we're starting a new topic, Hilchas Bechor Behema Tohira, about when an animal from a kosher species, like an ox or a sheep, that there also the halacha of Bechor applies, that the firstborn animal has to be given to the Kohen. And here we'll have about four halachas on this, of which the final one is going to take us into Purim. Here's one of the places where Rabbi Nosson Zal has a long explanation about Purim, which Amitz Hashem, I hope we're going to be able to do as a lead-in into the coming Purim, Amitz Hashem.